hope, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. The notion that what is wanted can be had and that events will turn out for the best. Hope has always lifted the human heart. In Old Testament times, the beleaguered hoped for deliverance, the sick hoped for healing, and the Israelites hoped for freedom and peace in a new world. But during one moment in time, over 2,000 years ago, hope took on a new meaning. And today we celebrate that moment when hope came as a gift from God. That gift brought with it a beginning of a new kind of hope, that the world could be set right, that peace would be overcome strife, and that all people could receive the greatest gift imaginable, the gift of eternal life. Our hope is claimed because of that one glorious moment when in a stable in Bethlehem, a baby was born. Fills the hearts of the great figures of the Old Testament. Moses hoped he could deliver the Israelites. Noah hoped that his ark would save his precious cargo. David put his hope in a single stone to bring down a giant. But it was a young girl named Mary who became the very symbol of hope. For she was told that she would not only bear a son, but a savior, the hope of the whole world, Emmanuel.
When Moses went down to Egypt, O Pharaoh, let my people go. He believed that God would help him. He had faith. He had
perseveres. Mary's hope sustained her through a number of trials until finally she delivered a son. She named him Jesus, wrapped him in cloths, and placed him in a manger, in a stable, because there was no other place she and Joseph could find to spend the night. Mary knew her baby was the promised Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, but the rest of the world had yet to learn.
Little Lord Jesus, lay down his sleeping head.
like a tiny spark that ignites a flame. A flame that can spread far and wide, ultimately filling a darkened world with light. The first spark of a brand new hope occurred when an angel of the Lord appeared to a group of shepherds who were tending their flocks. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings this very night. The Savior of the world has been born in the town of Bethlehem." And suddenly, a great host of angels appeared, all together singing, "Glory to God in the highest."
Angels from the realms of glory,
God's gift to us of hope and of optimism, proof that the darkness is only temporary. But the birth of Jesus triggered something much greater, not just optimism.
That was his practice one.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't there. Is only temporary. But the birth of Jesus triggered something much greater, not just optimism, but a thrill of hope, true hope for the permanent end of darkness and for real peace, the hope of an expected world was fulfilled in Bethlehem on that wondrous, holy night. Thank you. hope is unfading, undying, unbroken. On that first Christmas, hope came in the form of a promise that God's love and grace is ours forever. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Soft is the voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard. Hope, with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting words. Whispering hope, oh, how awesome and welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice.
Thank you. Thank you.